Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sean Defoe is with me now, our political correspondent, as promised. Because, Sean, it's not that long ago, the government parties, the two main government parties, went to the people and said, you know, re-elect us. We have a plan to fix the housing problem. It's called Housing for All and we're going to stick with it. We've had RPZs on the table. We're going to get rid of the rent pressure zones. We're going to bring back in Section 23 tax breaks. It's going to be build, 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 left, right and centre. And then sheds into beds yesterday. What's the plan? Is there a plan? What are they doing?
But seemingly not. Like you say, we were told going into the election, we've spent ages on these manifestos. We have a plan that's working. You can see housing numbers go up every year. We're going to get 40,000 houses built in 2024 and all on from there. Trust us, vote for us. And they went into the election not fearing housing as a topic. Now we come out the other side. Nearly 10,000 short on their targets for last year, or what they said was going to be built, 3,000 short on their actual target. And there is a palpable sense of panic that things are no longer working. All along, they were able to say, we have a plan, we can see it's making instruments. Yes, it will take time. Housing takes time. Now they've had a massive setback, 7% reduction in 2024 based on 2023. And they seem to just be throwing things at the wall in order to get something. There was the meeting, cabinet subcommittee meeting on Monday in relation to housing. And the big thing to come out of it, other than cabins in your back garden, which is somehow meant to fix everything, was this €450 million for social housing, for an extra 3,000 social homes. But when you actually drill into it, and Ono Brin did look into the figures, it still leaves us short money on the last few years. Here's what he had to say.
The €450 million, whether it's spread over 2 years or 3 years, will still mean there will be less money for social affordable housing provided by government this year than last year, somewhere in the order of €400 million. And given the fact that the government weren't able to deliver on their social affordable housing targets last year, if there is less money in the pot this year, then how are they going to increase the output? And the simple answer is they're not. What does that tell us? It tells us that this government has no intention of tackling the housing crisis, has no intention of significantly increasing, let alone meeting its own low targets for social affordable housing in 2025. And 4 weeks in from the formation of government, they have effectively thrown in the towel on the single most important element that they're responsible for in this housing crisis.
OK, so that's what Ona Brin had to say. Listen, on the one hand, you've got to commend any government for trying things. At the same time, and you said, I mean, you used the word panic. That's the sense I think the public gets, you know, that the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. And you see that with a Fianna Fáil minister might say something, only for a Fine Gael minister an hour later in another interview to kind of row it back.
And you could understand that it's almost like, you know, forgetting your homework and then needing an excuse when you're in class to why you don't suddenly have it with you. We've just been through an election campaign where the whole point of it was to get all of your ideas for the next 5 years down on paper and to go and actually do them. And there's a sense that they relied on what was already there for the last 4 years, which to a degree was working. But even in the Dáil, Micheál Martin has admitted that didn't go as far as it needed to. And you wonder, like, it's an open question around Leinster House. If everything had gone to plan on January 22nd, when Micheál Martin was meant to be elected, would Dara O'Brien still be housing minister? Because obviously there was the big furore in the Dáil. Mm. It all kicked up. It was moved a day later. What happened the day later? The CSO figures came out and they revealed that the government had massively missed its targets. So you have this change of housing minister who hasn't been very visible at all. Fair enough to him, he's reading into the brief. There's a little bit of while for that. You have Micheál Martin who's sort of saying whatever comes to his mind, it seems like, in the Dáil for different measures. There's no Oireachtas committees set up yet. There's no significant legislation has been passed by this Dáil yet, let even on the order paper. The amount, if I have to listen to one more session of statements on something or another, I'm going to pull my hair out. So it's, look, it's very difficult. And I think you could see it in the tone of the Dáil this week when, here's kind of a super clip, if you like, of Micheál Martin arguing with the opposition parties who should by rights be on the back foot. They've all just lost an election. He's won an election. And yet he's the one having to justify himself. Here's some of the scrapes he's had this week.
The state will not be able to spend the 20 billion to get to the 50,000 houses per annum. We can go over 6 billion maybe. There'll be discussions within cabinet, but you're not going to get to the levels required. So we do have to be creative, incentivising private sector development, particularly on brownfield sites. They have not taken off. Repeated heckling and interventions by Sinn Féin every time I speak on leaders' questions. And that sort of intimidatory tactics and attempts to disrupt must be stopped. Well, I'm just making a point, and I'm not going to take it and without making the point. Because Deputy O'Brien seems to either aspiring to be the leader of Sinn Féin or what, I don't know. But he's constantly interrupting on these matters. I didn't interrupt and I didn't finish my statement. But again, the heckling starts because you don't like what you're hearing.
Please,
is it possible to have a serious debate, which the people deserve, on housing, without the name calling, without the attempts to politically undermine, and without the attempts to distort what has been said? I don't think it is possible with the opposition to have that debate, given your contribution just now and your misrepresentation of what I said publicly.
You're in government. It's your job to fix the housing crisis. We in opposition offered you the opportunity for a debate last week. You didn't show up. Your housing minister didn't show up. Barely anyone from government showed up. We have another opportunity.
Thank you.
Opposition are providing opportunities to debate and address the housing crisis. You're not engaging seriously.
Thank you, deputies.
With the greatest respect, deputy, you had an opportunity to go into government, but you didn't show up. Well, I tell you.
Anyway, fighting words. Lots of people have views on this. You won't be surprised to hear. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael took a leaf from Trump's book. Tell them what they want to hear and do what you want, says somebody. And somebody else says, if they build enough houses, the prices will go down. Hedge funds that own huge amounts of properties in Ireland lose a lot of money then, and people end up with negative equity mortgages. Not to have a go at somebody who's taken the time to text in, but I can guarantee you, the reason that the government or that we're not building enough houses had nothing to do with house prices coming down or the government's fear of hedge funds losing money. Because even if we build 80,000 houses a year, which I think Davey say we need to be building, house prices are not coming down. It's not how the market works. People kind of think if we build enough, they're going to come down. If we build enough houses, we won't have a homeless problem. Mm. We won't have a housing crisis. People will have a roof over their heads. The prices are not coming down. Yeah. That's not how it works.
If you look at the Celtic Tigers, the prime example of that, we were building more than enough houses every year and they were going only one way and then there was a bubble and
it
burst.
So, I mean, that expectation I would just nip in the bud right there, right now. I mean, Sean, is there a sense? So the election that we just had, we were told was kind of going to be a housing election. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, we re-elect effectively the same parties despite kind of failures with housing. The same narrative existed back in 2020 during that election. I wonder, though, is there a real feeling in Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, that locked out generation, that gets bigger, it gets older, creeping into its 40s by the time we get to the next general election. And I know we've just had one, but politicians are always thinking of the next one. And is there a real sense now, actually, this is our last chance? If we don't make real inroads over the next 5 years, we're out.
And why I think there's an element of panic at the moment is you need to make those inroads right now. Because if you're looking ahead to the next election, which as you say they are, the decisions that will bear fruit by then need to happen now because there's always a 2 or 3 year lag on housing. So, but it just, it staggers me that it's now they're casting around for all of these. They had these projections. We knew from the middle of last year that the 40,000 figure was a little bit iffy. We knew by the election it was definitely iffy and wasn't going to happen. So why was this work not already done coming into the term of government? And I hate to give some credit to Donald Trump. I really hate it. But at least he's done something. It might be an awful thing for the world in the last 3 weeks, whereas we have nothing from our government at the same time.
The only cure for a lack of housing and high rents is for the state to build houses. They have the land They just don't have the political willpower. How many TDs or senators have an interest in construction firms and our landlords, wonders Kieran. I think per capita we invest more state money in housing than any other country in Europe.
It's an awful lot. You're probably not wrong per capita, and they're talking about 450 million more. It's about a third of the dole, by the way, I think. Yeah.
Now, listen, there's another argument about the state doing it directly and through local authorities and the state construction company and all that. But as for just the money, and that's actually the point that Micheál Martin was making in one of those clips.
Yeah.
We need an awful lot more private money rather than state money.
That they're not going to have 20 billion to meet the 50,000. But the problem with this, the money the state has been putting in, is even when you look at cost rental or affordable housing, it's still often not affordable.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Listen, it is kind of chaotic. And in the background as well, this row over speaking rights, I want to ask you about that, because are we getting closer to
termination of the row, forget it. So this was all kicked off to the Dáil Reform Committee. The submissions have come into the Dáil Reform Committee, and I know you're going to be talking about some of those, like getting rid of the prayer and all that kind of stuff. But the government has put in a submission to create a sort of a new class of TD. So at the moment you have government, you have opposition. They said there should be a middle ground for those that can't call themselves government or opposition. In other words, Michael Lowry and the small number of regional independents, and that they should get two slots a week at leaders' questions to ask the Taoiseach questions and other slots at priority questions and things like that. So essentially we're actually back to square one where we were in this particular row a month ago. It's going to the Dáil Reform Committee. They're going to meet next Wednesday to try and hash all of this out. The government does have the votes to force it through, but the other part, the opposition parties are going to kick up. I particularly liked the Labour submission when they said put in a duck clause. If it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it's probably Michael Lowry.
All right, okay. They can't solve this row. I don't know how they're going to solve housing. Anyway, Sean Defoe, our political correspondent, thank you for talking us through all of that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.